Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and awesomely sexy people. It's December 21st. I'm joyfully speaking in Pennsylvania as we speak right now. And I'm thrilled that one of our community, my lovely and beautiful Katya, has given us permission to use a private session for your enjoyment today. Know, get very clear about what your question is, and know it will be answered within the next 50 minutes. So sit back, enjoy. I wish you blessed and beautiful and incredible holidays. And yes, we will be live December 28th for me to take your calls. I love you. Take love out into this beautiful, incredible season and enjoy this very powerful hour session.
So, Ms. Katya, thank you so much for joining us and doing this with us today. Are you there, baby?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
All right. So we're going to start. I have no idea, of course, where Katya wants to go or what she wants to talk about. We're totally depending on the channel throughout this entire session, just like it would be if we were not doing it under a recording and if it were just a personal private session, which it is. We're just sharing it with everybody. All right, so we're going to start by claiming I am the highest information and knowledge from the world of all and unlimited possibilities with the highest understanding possible. It is my commitment to serve myself, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere through divine love in this way. So it is. We're claiming the symbol, the formula, and invoking the new infinity equation around all of that, which states and expands, I am divine love. And so it is. Everything in place, anything else to do. All right, baby cakes. Anywhere you want to go.
Well, interestingly enough, I have kind of no idea, and I don't know if it was partially knowing that we were going to do this recording that I got a little stuck.
Nope.
Like, well, what would be interesting?
That's not it. That's not it.
I just
so
feel
basically,
like I don't...
you're telling me you don't know what you want to work on?
Yeah, I guess maybe that's it. Just not knowing what's next.
Yep.
What do I do next?
Well, I think not knowing.
Yeah.
We're just going to stop there. So. When I say you want to know, need to know, deserve to know, those all test out. Attract knowing, I get a no. Are able to know, I get a no. Have no problem with knowing, I get a no. So let's find out why you drop out on those last three. So you want it, you need it, deserve it, but you're not attracting it. You have a problem with it, and you're not able to create your own knowing. Are we clear?
Yes.
Okay. Now, obviously, if you truly believe and know that you're God, you know that you can create your own knowing. Unless you are a God that you can't trust to know. And that's where we're going. And they're showing me your mom right away. So what went down between you and your mom and her making you, leading you, kind of teaching you to question your own knowing.
Yeah, I'd say she treated me like I didn't know and she needed to tell me everything and take care of everything and
enable you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what we do when we enable people. We take away their power to know for themselves. We do it all for them. We fill it in. We troubleshoot everything, right, instead of allowing them to really get that they're the creators of themselves.
Yeah, so, I've been in touch with them. I really feel like there's just a feeling like I always have to look to others to know because I struggle with it at the same time, feeling like I am very intuitive and I know things, but then I go and search out people to tell me what to do.
Well, okay, so what do we do about that, Katya? How do you shift that so that you do know?
I guess I just got to keep coming back to me and affirming that I'm the God of me and that I know and that I know what's best for me and that I can make my own decisions.
That's right. And that you can trust yourself to do that. Because that's
yeah.
a big part of it. You see, she took away your trust.
That's it, exactly.
So that is then how you want to direct your energy. So I'm directing me as the God of me to know that I can trust me as the God of me.
Yeah.
Kind of a complete circle there.
Right.
Did you stay with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So that is really what we mean when we talk about parenting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the God of me gets to decide how powerful the God of me is because nobody else is. You know, she can't give you the power back. Do you understand? You've got to give yourself that power now. But you keep looking for other people to give it to you. Which keeps you questioning yourself, which keeps you not knowing that you're the God of you that can know. So it's a vicious circle until you stop and go, all right, I'm going to parent myself, direct my energy, be the God of me that decides that I know. So are we going to do that today?
Yes.
Okay, well, you do it.
Right now?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because I want you to see in that moment how you clutched a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm thinking that this is not a new conversation, and it feels like, wow, we've talked about this before, and I'm still not there, am I?
Well,
it's not.
You can talk to your blue in the face, Katya.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to, I guess I'm thinking, what is it that I'm still not getting, or I'm still not?
Nothing.
Yeah.
You just haven't shifted the energy.
Right.
So I want you to shift it right now. And what they're saying is get mad as hell and shift it, will you? There it goes. You know, it's that, no, I'm going to do this. I know this. I'm going to commit to this. I am going to be the energy of me that always brings me back, refocuses me, and knows.
Yeah, I think I've felt that shift, and it's interesting because I never really thought about it that way, that I need to really get to that place and feel the shift. I just sort of give up on myself a lot. I don't
well, you
see,
did, honey, you had to give up on yourself because you were taught that you weren't
right.
wise enough to know. And if you're not wise enough to know and you're not the God of you, then you're going to give up on yourself and relinquish yourself to everybody else. Do you understand? So now you have to be very vigilant in your life during your days. Okay. When thoughts come up or actions come up where you want to go, well, I don't know. If you hear those words wafting through your thought or your mouth, you got to stop in that moment and go, yeah, I do know. I'm claiming I know. And if I'm claiming I know, I know. So now let me stop. What do I know? Because the more you do that, the more proof you have that you know, and the less you doubt yourself. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So the energy shifted now. And what I mean by that is, let's say Katya is on one side of the room and she wants to get to the other side of the room. And there's a big frickin' boulder in her way. So that boulder is, that boulder represents the part of Katya's energy that won't let her know she knows. We just blew up the boulder, moved it aside, it's out of the way. You now, in your life, still have to walk the talk of I know. You have to bring your thoughts back. You have to take your actions. You have to, if you do, I mean, and you don't have to. I don't want anybody to think they do have to. But oftentimes the patterns are so ingrained that you have to continually take yourself back to your knowing until the new synapses are created.
I think my biggest issue is always going unconscious and just forgetting that, just to stay aware of those thoughts, and that you know, I go on automatic pilot and just
Well, you
forget.
Won't do that anymore. And you might be very annoyed for about a month. It's typical to go through a kind of an annoyance period where I had one client go, you know, for a month I went, damn you, D. Wallace. You know, I wasn't conscious before, and it was a lot easier, damn you, D. You know, now, of course, she's in freedom because she chose to be conscious.
It's interesting because I think I'm such a conscious being when it comes to, you know, being aware of things, but of my own sovereignty and my thoughts and how I talk to myself, and I just completely let it go and just...
Well, that has how you have defined yourself in the past, so how are we defining you now?
Right. And now I take my sovereignty back, and I am...
I am conscious?
I am conscious. Yes.
Of the God of me that runs the God of me. I'm conscious
right.
of my thoughts and my actions and my perceptions. And they want to go to a perception, which is why you have felt in the past that you're not able to create yourself. And basically they're showing me a world with a man in a white robe, which represents God, kind of bigger than the universe and holding it in his hand. So may I ask you what religion you were raised?
Well, what was interesting is Catholic on my on the side of my mother. She's, you know, Italian and from Italy, and Catholicism. But then I had my father who called himself an atheist, so I heard both viewpoints. And there was a little confusion. My father sort of let me come to my own decisions about religion, but my mother, you know, made me have communion, confirmation, all that. I had to go to church.
Right. So what do you think your own, quote unquote, what do you think your own thoughts and perceptions were about how the world worked and you being your sovereign? Your father said, yeah, go ahead. You can have your own, and your mother said, you will believe what I believe. We're going to Mass.
It was like a superstitious feeling of something bad would happen if I didn't do what she was saying.
Well, sure. That's what religion is, most religion is based on. You're going to go to hell if you don't do it our way. So what's a little kid to do, you know? What's little Katya supposed to do when she's standing there and her dad goes, oh, I don't believe in the bullshit. Believe in what you want. And her mother's religion is going, well, you better believe this or you're going to go to hell. Katya says, well, shit, I better believe in this then, right?
Yeah, just in case, yes.
Yes, of course, just in case.
Because I think I kind of believed more of my dad's, but it wasn't, you know, now I'm more spiritual, I think, because I hadn't realized what I was and what I really believed. But I liked some of what he was saying more because what she was saying made no sense of God to me.
Well, an atheist doesn't believe in anything, does he?
No, but it was interesting because he had some, you know, one time I remember him saying something like God was in everything. But he wasn't spiritual, though, in the sense that you and I are. You know, he's... I can't explain it, but it opened my mind to the possibility that there was some other way of seeing it. So I appreciate that about what he gave me, even though he was kind of negative in his own way. And it wasn't until he passed away that I was like, you know what? Screw Catholicism. I don't care. You know, and then I started, like, going on my own search. So, but as a child, yeah.
Baby, science will say God is everywhere.
Right.
So you don't have to believe in the man in the white robe with the beard, right?
No.
God, in the sense of what we talk about as God, is all thought and all possibility.
Right.
A blade of grass is God. Dirt is God. A slug is God. A diamond is God. Money is God. Everything is God because everything is created from thought and possibility. So he was right, and religion is right, if you take just the absolute pure teachings.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, unfortunately, most of the teachings are man-made.
Right.
I mean, you know, all God taught, all Christ taught was love. And that you're the sovereign God of you because you were given the incredible gift of free will. So that's what's been in your way, that little part of Katya's energy, that little girl that was still hanging around going, well, just in case.
Just in case just, I'm wrong.
Yeah. I better hedge my bets here. And still, you know, part of me still wants to hold on to, just in case, the guy standing out there manipulating the entire universe.
It's funny because I watch my mother to this day, even though she doesn't leave the house a whole lot, she has to watch Mass every Sunday. And I can feel it. It's a superstition she has that something bad will happen to her if she doesn't do it.
Well, but
and I don't...
But Katya, for her, that works.
Yeah.
That gives her peace. And whatever gives us peace and balance is absolutely what we should do for ourselves. So, you see, organized religion, like Catholicism, can serve a lot of people if they feel the passion and the joy and their heart can feel God's love, then it serves them. Unfortunately, most people plug into religion because of the fear of it.
Right. But so what we're saying is that this is just in me because the little me that way. I don't believe any of that now.
Well, there's a part of you that did, baby.
Right.
And that was the little girl of you that was holding on to the just in case.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have not been able to go, I'm the God of me. But you see, until we say I'm the God of me and accept that and live it, the God of all cannot work with us. Do you understand? Because
yes.
If we're not directing the thought and the possibility and opening ourselves up to all of that, it is impossible for the universe, a.k.a. God, to work with us. The energy cannot work with us if we're not directing it.
I can see that although I believe myself to be very spiritual and have all these understandings and beliefs, I can see where there's always doubt. Is this real? Is this really possible? There's always a seed of doubt. I can feel that.
Well,
you know.
And so that's why I want you to remember, we started with not knowing. Well, you can't have doubt and knowing at the same time, can you?
No. Is it the same thing as faith?
What?
Would you say it's the same thing as having faith?
Absolutely.
And I think that's what it is the faith is really, really.
Except that from the terms of our work, it's not blind faith. It's proven faith.
Right.
It's scientific faith. Oh, I got to write that down.
And I know that, but there's always, I can sense it inside of myself, that seed of doubt that's always there, that I might be just kidding myself. You know,
well,
even though I experienced so many things to prove to me that it's
otherwise.
Real. Mm-hmm.
Well, science has proven that anything you look at and focus on, you
mm-hmm.
will increase and manifest more of.
Yep.
That's a scientific principle. It's also a spiritual principle.
Right.
And that's why what they're giving me, what they're showing me is if you have so much faith as a
mustard seed.
Right. If you have that much pure faith, you can create anything because the pureness of the focus manifests that for you. So I am determined to do a book or something around this. So many people, I think, are at a crossroads where they are confused about how to put the religion. You know what? I'm again going to see if Patricia Cota Robles would do that with me. I think there's something that will be very valuable for all of us, even those of us who have moved out of organized religion. You have to understand that in our energetic systems, genetically and ancestrally and through our heritage, it's
right.
there.
Right.
Eons
exactly.
of it is there.
Right.
Okay, so around everything we've talked about so far, we're invoking the symbol, the formula, claiming the infinity equation, all of which addresses and expands from a true feeling in our heart, I am divine love. And so it is. Okay, now there's one last thing. We've gotten to want it, need it, deserve it. We've gotten to attract it. Never have a problem with it. Are able. We're still working on able. Able to create it. Sheet. But give me a song, baby.
I said this one before, promises.
Okay.
Oh, promises.
Well, you're caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. If promises, promises, that song?
No, it's a different one.
Well, it doesn't really matter, they're saying.
Yeah.
Basically, the only person that can promise you something and fulfill it is you.
She actually says, promises we forget
about our promises. That's going around in my head.
Okay. That applies.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, if we are God energy, we promised ourselves that we were the creators of energy. And if we have forgotten that promise, again, you're not going to be able to create knowing. So if you were the person in your life that loved you unconditionally, passionately, and you promised you that you were the God of you that knows, would you accept that promise? Yes or no?
Probably not.
Okay, well, then there's no further place to go, baby.
No, I'm just saying that's probably how I've felt. I'm ready to change that. I just
okay,
feel
good.
All that I'm probably have not trusted that about.
Because you see, that's like a child again,
right?
And their parents saying, "Honey, I promise, I will take care of you." And the child going, "Well, I'm going to live my whole life in fear because I don't believe my mommy is telling me the truth." That's what we're doing with ourselves.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about an experience the other day when I was on my way to work, and usually it's this particular morning can be very stressful, and I sort of made, you know, the affirmation that it was going to run smoothly and easily and effortlessly, and that everything works out for me and whatnot. And then I get there, and it turned out to be really crazy and chaotic. I mean, but when I look back at it, though, I don't know why I'm defining it that way, because it still did run smoothly. If I really think about it,
uh-huh.
Nothing bad really happened. It was somewhat stressful. There was a lot going on, but I did handle it. So I'm realizing there's my interpretation too.
Yep.
Of.
And that's so what they're talking about when they say perception.
Yeah, because I want to believe that it didn't work, you know, that I made this decision and affirmation and then it didn't work. You see, it just doesn't work. It's bullshit.
Well, that's what happened to me with Savannah. You know, because I right now, at this moment, don't know how to cure her of her cancer.
Right.
And I know that my job is to hold fast to the truth that I know, that I'm the creator of energy. Because we're never going to find and get and create the cure for cancer until we know all the things that we're talking about today. What we're going through with you, the scientific faith stuff, is where everyone has to live in order to create wellness, financial abundance, joy, freedom, awesome dynamic relationships. This is what it's about, guys. This journey that Katya is taking us on. And we must step forward today to make a promise to ourselves that we have every intention of keeping as we would a beloved other. I promise to you, Katya. I promise to you, Deanna. I promise to you, put your name in, right? That I will remember and live the experience that I am the God of me, that I am. So it is. I mean, when you think of it as making a sincere promise to a beloved other, it's easier, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Or not?
Yeah.
Okay. So again, we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the infinity equation. I am divineness. So it is. All right. So they're telling me now that absolutely everything is in place for you to stay in your knowing. They want to remind you that physically remembering to direct your hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point will help you stay in your knowing. So I would get up every morning before you even get out of bed. I can literally feel it when I do it. If I'm in angst about something or in doubt about something that I want to stay in my knowing about, and I'll direct the Har line and I can literally feel the energy move. So let's just take something right now in this moment that you're not quite sure of, that you want to be sure of, that you're hoping is going to happen. You have it, Katya?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, direct the Har line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point around that so that you stay in your knowing that you are creating that now. Can you feel the very slight energy shift that that did?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Don't say yes if you didn't.
Well, I feel something. I'm not sure.
Okay,
if I know
well,
that.
That something is an energy shift.
Yeah.
I'm testing it. Otherwise, I would move on. But it's such an easy thing to remember to do. And again, it would be so much easier, our days would be so much easier if we would direct them before we get out of bed. And again, I want to remind everybody and you that beautiful new one that they gave me today is the easiest day of creation I have ever had. I love that. Got it up in my office. All right, now we need to move on to a second thing that you want to talk about because all of this dovetails together.
Something came to me as we were talking is I have this happen often. It happened the other night where I wake up, you know, maybe 4 or 5 hours of sleep, and all of a sudden, the thing is I'll have a song in my head, you know, and I know a lot of people have this issue and you can't get it out. But literally, I can wake up from my sleep and it's playing like a radio.
Uh-huh.
And then I can't sleep anymore. And I feel like so out of control because I can't stop it. It just won't
stop.
Well,
no, you're not supposed to stop it. You're supposed to address it. And then you'll be able to go back to sleep. So what's the song?
Well, the last one that drove me crazy was, and it's a song from, you may not know, but it's called, he says, "Is My Skin Just a Veil I'm Wearing to Protect Me from the World?" I think the song's called Skin, but that's the first verse. That's interesting.
Gee, sounds sort of like Catholicism to me.
Well, I don't know.
Well, let's look at that. That's everything we've been talking about.
Well, I was thinking of it as more of a, well, you know, in this third dimensional reality, we have skin, we have a body. But looking at it.
Yeah, but why do you need it to protect you from the world?
Protect you from the world, absolutely, right.
See, that's that little girl going, oh, my God, what if? What do you need protection from, Katya?
It does feel like there's people out there deciding things for us. I have issues with, I still kind of go to that there are a lot of negative people out there that are, you know, manipulating and brainwashing us. And, you know, I do look at that a lot still. and I know you've told me, like, whether I look at, like, chemtrails and things like that, every time I walk out the door and I see chemtrails, I can't, like, just detach from it and know that everything's okay. There's a part of me that believes that even if it is all happening, it's going to, you know, wake everybody up and there is going to be...
Okay, let's stop here for a minute, because I'm not ever asking you to ignore it or detach from it. I'm asking you to be aggressively involved in the redirection of the energy of it.
I guess that's where I'm not clear and I'm not able to. How do you?
Okay,
do that?
So I'm going to walk you through it, because this app, you haven't been able to do it. You see, you've been a victim because of all the stuff that we've just gotten through. Okay, about your knowing.
Yeah.
So,
being a victim of the world that's the feeling. That's it.
Yes, I know. I can hear it.
Circumstances, and
I've got to protect myself from a world that's bad.
Yeah.
Well, is that the reality you want to live in, baby?
No.
Okay. Then you have to aggressively stay on top of your thoughts and your perceptions and your energy so that you can shift that around. Because, guys, if we don't do that, and the majority of us keeps going, I'm victim to a dangerous world, that is the only world that can be created. If every single one of us ripples this work out to the majority, so that the majority of people out there go, I'm not a frickin' victim to this world, I'm the creator of it, and I'm directing this and this and this and this through divine love, keeping my heart open, then we live in the world that we want.
You know what's very important for me to get out to right now is the feeling is I'm not doing anything about it. I feel like I should be doing, like with the chemtrails, for instance, I know I can be directing the energy, but I'm like, is that enough? Shouldn't I be going out there and maybe...
Well, but you're not even doing that.
And asking it to stop and getting more people to be aware of what's happening, because it feels like nobody notices it but me and a few other people.
Well, I don't know. If you're asking this is the channel's answer. If you're asking us, shouldn't I be out there creating more fear? The answer is no.
Exactly. That's why I think I don't do it, because I don't want to do that. But then what's
but
being
you're not
done
doing what you can do, Katya. Do what you can do within yourself.
Every time another storm comes and the weather gets worse and everybody's complaining, my God, this weather's crazy, and I keep going, well, the frickin' chemtrails are...
Okay, let me ask you something. Do you think the great drought in the 1920s was caused by chemtrails?
No, but...
Well, what caused them, Katya? No, I want to follow this train of thought. They want to follow this train of thought. What caused them? What caused it back then?
Nature.
What caused all the great floods? What caused the earthquake in San Francisco?
I'm not sure. I think nature did, but
But now it's chemtrails.
I don't understand how to ignore what I see every day in the sky. I mean, every day. They're doing something and they're not talking about it. And so that's where I go.
Okay, so this is the basic belief, honey. I want you to picture little Katya next to adult Katya. Can you do that for me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Adult Katya is saying, okay, there are chemtrails out there which represent Big Brother, the man, the guys that are against us, the dirty government, or whomever's doing this, right? Little Katya is standing there going, oh, my God, it's a world where the devil can get me. It's the same thing, Katya. Do you understand, baby? It's the same thing. the devil and the dark energy is the same thing, whether you call it the government or chemtrails or suicide pacts or fear. All of that is the same energy. And that energy is energy that has been created by us from all energy. And the only way to uncreate it is to create something else out of it. So little Katia doesn't want to believe in the devil. Is that true?
Yeah.
So what does she want to believe in, baby?
In a world where everyone loves each other and treats each other equally and does everything for the good of all and for themselves and for the good of all.
Right. But right now in this moment, my beautiful person, you don't believe that's possible.
I believe there's a part of me believes we're coming to that, but it feels like we're going through some shift where right now we're dealing with what's helping us to see that. And as we're going through that, there is a fear.
And that fear...
won't make it, I guess, that everybody's not going to raise their consciousness and so that we can make these changes fully and completely for the whole planet. Sometimes I'm in doubt, I think, and,
so
and
that,
afraid.
Well, yes. And we,
and then I'm not doing enough to assist it somehow. I know
you're
that
not.
Work.
Because you're not doing your internal work. And you've got to shift this whole perspective if you're going to help shift the very thing you're concerned about.
Right. I know I should know.
Well,
better,
you know it, but you're not doing it.
Right.
You're still thinking and holding the perspective that there is a devil that has control over this world. I mean, that's the basic fear. And that, you know, we're going to have to pay our dues in order to get to the world that we want to get to.
Yeah.
We're going to have to suffer. We're going to have to suffer horrible weather patterns. And we're going to have to suffer in some way in order to get to the light. And if that is our belief, that is the world and the reality we live in. And that's exactly, on a smaller scale, what going to work and having everything run pretty smoothly, but I still see it as chaos and stress, that's how that belief shows up in a minuscule way in our life. Are you able to start seeing how this all goes together or not? I guess you are. So are you?
I am. But where I'm going with is like an example. If you could give me an example of what does a person that's living that truth, how do they feel and what do they say and think to themselves when they walk out the door and they see what they see? And it's not being, that's an example for me because it's something that isn't discussed and it feels like it's hidden and we don't know what it's doing to the weather and what exactly is in it. So how do I go out and see it and just...
You see it and you go, to me that represents danger and that represents lying and that represents darkness. I don't want that. That is not the world that I'm choosing.
Okay.
So I am directing all of me and all energy that wants to participate with me to know this is a world of love and light and goodness and truth. That is what I want to know. The God of me chooses in this moment right now to see and experience that world. And that is the direction for my energy and for all energy in this moment. That's how you do it.
Thank
you.
You
don't deny it.
Okay, great. That helps so much.
Good.
It really helps, the not denying it, but then affirming what I want. Now, it seems like, wow, why didn't I think of it that way? But that makes
sense.
Honey,
you weren't able to until we brought everything into balance around knowing that we did at the first half of the call.
But for some reason, I always get the message, whether it was you or Martin or somebody, that what I should be doing is ignoring what I'm seeing and act like it's not there. And
I've never told you to ignore anything. Katya, if you listen, and I want you to go back and listen to some of the shows, some of the older shows,
mm-hmm.
I'll say, you know, if there's something you don't like, invite it in. Say, come on, let's sit in, have a beer, let's talk about this. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't ignore anything in your life because
right.
when you ignore it, it never goes away. It just gets pushed down, gets hidden, and grows
right.
more.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Well, hallelujah. We got that one out. But I'm telling you, you see, that's why when you are so ingrained in a perception, even when somebody is telling you the opposite, you will twist it so that it
right.
comes through that perception.
Exactly. Now, I see that because you're not the only person that I've talked to about this. And for some reason, the message that I received, the story I told myself, was that you or Martin or whoever was telling me, just ignore it, and then it'll go away.
No, that's stupid.
Right.
To me, that's stupid. A snake in the room isn't going to go away. You know, think of a pink elephant. Don't think of a pink elephant. Either way, you think of a pink elephant.
Right, right.
Right?
Yes,
so
exactly.
So this, in your world of Katya, is an important reality because you are focused on it. In the world of D, not so much. My fear is being alone when I'm older. Now, I'm not going to tell myself that doesn't exist. I'm not going to tell myself, well, you know, that's ridiculous, Dee, because you've got so many people that love you and you know you're going to be taken. No. I say, damn, I can really feel the fear there. Let me feel it. Come on in. Let's have a beer. Let me feel this as much as I can feel it. And where does it come from? Oh, well, sure, my little girl comes up. She was always scared to death of being alone because the bill collectors always said, you know, if you don't have your mommy and daddy call us right now, you're not going to have a home to live in. Well, it sounds funny, but it's not funny to our little kids.
No. Exactly.
Our kids are running the show, guys.
Oh, yeah.
The fears and the beliefs and the perceptions that were pounded and ingrained into us over lifetimes in our energy system, we have to embrace and redirect. That's why we're here. Not to live the same damn fears that we've been living for eons. So they're saying we really did get to the core right now of what it was for you. But we had to do all of this other stuff so that you could be at the place where you could actually finally hear it. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I'm glad to get that out.
I want you to direct your Hara line to be straight, strong, and through the ID point around your knowing around all this now, as I'm doing and everybody should be doing. We are the powerful ones. Okay, they're just saying shut up and they'll give me the word. We are the powerful ones who have come forward to create new thought out of old energy. Oh, my God. New thought out of old energy. Now, what they mean by that is all there is energy. We know that. Right?
Yeah.
So when they say old energy, what they're talking about is energy that's already been focused in a particular way. That we have the free will to kind of dismantle and choose and refocus in an entirely different way. And as soon as that old energy pattern is refocused into new thought of all possibility, the world shifts. But it sure doesn't shift, guys, while we stay in fear and we are subconsciously allowing ourselves to be victim to darkness in any way. Tell me what's coming up, Katya, because we're coming to a close here, and they're saying we have gotten to absolutely everything. Well, everything's not balanced yet, so do you want to bring it into balance so that you're always in choice, baby?
Yeah.
Okay, claiming the symbol, the formula, invoking the infinity equation. I am divine love. I am always the choice of the God that I am, clearly directed toward divine love, peace, joy, and freedom. And so it is. Okay, talk to me. What's coming up? Anything?
I feel like the words that... what happens a lot... you know, whether I wake up and I want to direct myself, I feel like I have a loss of words. I can't find, you know, and I start to direct something and say
okay,
it.
Okay, don't worry about the words. Go to the feeling.
Okay.
Go to the feeling of love and freedom. That's
okay.
What you want. And all you have to do, for example, if you look at those chemtrails and you say, this isn't what I want, this fear and this darkness and this secrecy that I feel that this is all about. This is what I want, universe, and open up your heart and send out love and freedom. That's my direction for this world. Now, you should have your love place.
Yes.
Okay. That's all. It's so easy, baby. It's just being conscious, okay?
Right. I'm making it harder than it is.
Well, because you've been fighting yourself.
Right. Doubting me.
That's right. That's right.
I think
right.
I put the right words or something, and as if that's really what's important when it's not.
And that's what we call how our ego creates an argument
mm-hmm.
that isn't what it's about, so that we don't have to really move into our knowing and deal with the fact that the child in me is still scared to death of the dark side. That's how we fool ourselves.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. So around everything we've talked about today, we are claiming I am divine love. I love you so much for serving. This is going to powerfully shift other people that we share this with, Katya. You have no idea how much you've served today, baby. Yourself and everybody else.
That's
so
awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve the community.
You bet.
Hey, guys, thanks for being with us today. Thank you, Katya, for sharing your love and your heart and your personal journey with us. We so appreciate it. We all have learned from it and grown from it. And we are, in 2015, rippling out the divine love. I surrender to divine love. And so it is. A most blessed, beautiful, joyful, incredible holiday for all of you. My love goes out to all of you. Know how deeply and dearly you are loved by this heart. Happy holidays.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, PBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.